Another ice age on the way? Today, many of the world's scientists and environmentalists are talking about global warming, the gradual and inexorable increase in the world's overall temperature due to increased carbon dioxide emissions and the resulting greenhouse effect. So it may seem odd that many of these same scientists and environmentalists are saying that global warming may bring about another ice age. How can this be? Scientists refer to the time from about 1300 to 1870, when temperatures in parts of Northern Europe and North America fell, as the Little Ice Age. Although the drop in temperature was only about 1 degree Celsius, it caused significant hardship. For example, glaciers in Norway advanced onto farmland and caused crop failures in other parts of Europe, leading to famine and starvation. This indicates just how much damage could be caused if temperatures drop more steeply and more quickly, as they did during a much greater ice age 8,200 years ago. Scientists have theorized about this period of rapid cooling, which lasted about 150 years. We can still find evidence of this ice age today. The frozen bodies of woolly mammoths encased in the permafrost of Siberia. One plausible theory for this has to do with the warming effect of the Gulf Stream in the Atlantic Ocean, combined with the demise of North America's glacier reservoir, Lake Agassiz. The Gulf Stream refers to a current of water in the Atlantic Ocean that moves up along the coast of North America to the North Atlantic Basin. This current begins with warm water from the tropical southern regions of the ocean, which cools and sinks as it heads north. The current then heads south again along the ocean floor, acting like a conveyor belt in a global system of ocean currents. The effect of this current of warm water is very powerful, helping to explain why certain islands along the coast of Scotland have palm trees, and why the climate of Iceland is relatively mild despite its high latitude. It has been theorized that Lake Agassiz, which covered much of inland North America, Lake Winnipeg is a remnant of that ancient inland sea, was drained when the Laurentide ice sheet located in northeastern North America collapsed. Vast amounts of cold, fresh water began spilling into the warmer, salty Atlantic Ocean, causing the Gulf Stream conveyor belt and its warming effect on Northern Europe to cease. While some scientists do not agree with this theory, it is important to remind ourselves that the glaciers of Greenland are melting at an unprecedented rate. If this continues, it may disrupt the Gulf Stream and cause another ice age.